Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Well, our guest today from Illinois specializes in delivering intriguing sketches of people, places, and things. His poignant, portrait-like songs have earned him a reputation as a masterful storyteller. His latest album, his fourth, is called The Pilot and the Flying Machine. Give a warm welcome to Ben Bedford.
They told me that I couldn't catch the sun. They told me that I couldn't catch the moon. Well, a story for the future has begun. And they will see me rise into the blue. My sounding line and compass are in hand. The constellations circle into view, and I'll point the prow as far away from land. And they will see me rise into the blue. Darkness of the night, looking down on all as if it's new. I see it all in another light. And they will see me rise into the blue. They told me that I couldn't catch the sun. They told me I couldn't catch the moon. Well, a story for the future has begun. And they will see me rise into the blue. And they will see me rise into.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ben Bedford, our guest on this edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. He's got a couple of guitars with him, an old beat-up suitcase. Who knows what's in that? It's got duct tape on it.
Can't tell you.
Okay. I'll try again later in the hour. Maybe you'll tell me then. Anyway, Ben, welcome to our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City.
Thank you, Ben.
From Illinois. Where in Illinois do you live?
Springfield.
Yeah. All right. And you have just finished your latest album, your fourth, The Pilot and the Flying Machine. And what do you have in store for us this hour? Some off that, some older tunes?
Mostly off of that, but yeah, some older tunes as well.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about what is the idea behind this title, The Pilot and the Flying Machine. What's
Excellent
the inspiration
question.
There?
Excellent question. The sort of inspiration for it was a friend of mine who is an artist in Springfield, Illinois, named Michael Dunbar, He's a sculptor, and he works in bronze and steel, and he builds these really beautiful, large sculptures that, to me, some of his more recent stuff kind of looks like large navigational instruments, and that's kind of where the motif arose. And also, the drawing that is the cover art for my new album, he also did. He did it in the drawing in like 1975. I saw it sitting on his coffee table, and the name of that is the self-portrait of the artist as a flying machine. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was like really cool. It looked kind of like a Shel Silverstein.
And that first tune was from it?
It was, yeah. That's the pilot and the flying machine part one.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, great to have you with us. And please tell us a little bit about these original songs that you'll be playing for us. As you play them, most
sure.
of this hour is about music. Let's go back to music. Ben Bedford is with us. Find out more about him at his website, benbedford.com.
Yeah, nice and simple. Here's yet another song from the new album. And this is called High and Low, and as a songwriter, I was sort of gratified because I've had people tell me that multiple people say that they think the song's about one thing, and then other people say they think it's about another. So that's kind of cool as a songwriter to have people say that, keep them guessing a little bit. I've also had this song called Comforting, and also I've had it described as disturbing. And I think disturbing is possibly the best compliment for a song that I've ever gotten, actually. One of the best, anyway. This is called High and Low. There's nothing in the sky but the clouds. There's nothing in the sky but the clouds. Now we're floating over this old town. There's nothing in the sky but the clouds. There's nothing in the branches but the breeze. There's nothing in the branches but the breeze. And no voices calling, follow me. There's nothing in the branches but the breeze. So let the wind blow where it will. There's no emptiness to fill. You've been searching high and low for any kind of sign. Any kind of sign. You've been searching high and low. Any kind of sign, any kind of sign. But you're not searching anymore. There's nothing in the river but the blue. There's nothing in the river but the blue. Don't want a thing with all your heart. Doesn't make it true. There's nothing in the river but the blue. There's nothing in the river but the blue. So let the wind blow where it will. There's no emptiness to fill. You've been searching high and low. Any kind of sign, any kind of sign. You've been searching high and low. Any kind of sign, any kind of sign. You're not searching anymore.
Nothing in the dark for you to fear. There's nothing in the dark for you to fear. The dark, it has no memory of tears. There's nothing in the dark for you to fear. There's nothing in the dark for you to fear. Thank you very much. I'm slightly hesitant to consume any food or beverages in front of you because it's kind of dangerous with this beard, but I'm going to risk it. Those of you on the radio can't see me, but it's probably a little more, I don't know. And I guess I don't have to worry about the people on the radio. So suffice it to say, there is definitely stuff that's probably lost in the beard. This next song is about a guy named James Phillips, who was a junior high science teacher in the late 1960s and early 1970s in the Chicago area. And he lived on right on the Fox River there in the suburbs of Chicago. And for years, he'd been watching the big factories there on the river dump their waste into the water. And at one point, he decided that he was going to he'd seen enough of that, and he was going to take matters into his own hands. So he became a sort of midnight environmental operative, if you will. And he would do stuff like pour concrete into the drains of the factories. He would break keys off and locks so people couldn't get in and out. Of the factory. One of the coolest things I think that he did was, and he may have done this multiple times, but he would have the garbage netted in the river that one of the factories had dumped there the day before and have it hand-delivered to sort of the office staff area of the factory. He never hurt anybody, but he was definitely a major pain in the rear for several years for these factories, and he was also never caught, and he became known as the Fox because he would write "The Fox was here" over his work, draw a little fox silhouette. And there's a filmmaker in Milwaukee named Matthew Pinuski who's making a documentary film about Mr. Phillips, and he asked if I would write a song for the film, so this is what I came up with, and it's also on my new album as well. This is called "The Fox." When the fox is on the riverbank, no footfall will you hear. The cotton brush, the rusty flank will melt and disappear. Upon his midnight rounds, and his boots as black as mud. Past the iron spears that belch their fires into the river's blood. Have a way to ease the river's pain, and I don't want to wait anymore. His below the moon. In the deepest of blues, and I don't want to wait anymore. Foxy finds the iron rim, and he works with silent speed. He loses but a little time in his paw prints in the leaves. To kill the river's pain, and I don't want to wait anymore. Hit low the moon in the deepest of blues, and I don't want to wait anymore. When the fox is on the riverbank, no footfall will you hear. The cotton brush and the rusty flank will melt and disappear.
Thank you very much.
The Jazz Department is back. Overnight Saturdays beginning at midnight on IPR's Studio One. Hear artists like Scott Hamilton, Clark Terry, the Modern Jazz Quartet, and Arlene McDaniel. Hear an additional 5 hours of jazz Sundays on IPR's Studio One web stream. Hear the Jazz Department beginning at 7 a.m. Sunday at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app. Jazz is back. Go to iowapublicradio.org for details.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer at the Java House. Another live performance on our show this hour. Ben Bedford has shown up on our stage at the Java House for Java Blend. From Springfield, Illinois, his latest effort, album, his fourth, The Pilot and the Flying Machine, put out in 2016. And we're so glad to have him running through some of these original songs from the latest album. And displaying his beard that I am envious of. I could never. I think looking at your pictures on your website, Ben, that this is a new, sort of fairly new, the beard. How old?
Yeah, I started growing it in like March, maybe.
Okay,
something like
and,
that.
And it's very nice. It's one of those beards that's so impressive. You think, did someone glue this on?
Yeah. It kind of looks that way, actually, in some pictures. If you get the contrast right. Boosted enough, it looks like I'm wearing a knitted yarn beard.
Goes well with the high and tight hairdo.
That's right.
Haircut, yeah. Right? If I'm not mistaken, I'm going to just guess. This is the hipster look.
I guess, you know. I mean, yeah.
Is that what you were going for?
You know, I mean,
it suits
I wasn't
you.
Really going for really much of anything. Just, I mean, hopefully good.
It is good.
Thank you.
It is good. I like to I like to go very indirectly toward compliments.
Sometimes, well, indirect is better than none at all, I suppose. You know, I look fashionable probably once every 10 years for a short period of time. It comes back around.
Ben, your new album, The Pilot and the Flying Machine, I understand, recorded in a church? Where?
Yes, in Springfield, Illinois. My friend Dave Cinco, who works primarily with Punch Brothers, which is Chris Thiele's thing, although Chris is now, of course, the host of Prairie Home Companion, so I don't know exactly what the status on Punch Brothers is, but Dave's a great, really fantastic sound person and engineer, and he set up a mobile studio in the church. And
what was it about the church's acoustics you liked? I mean, a lot of churches have really cool acoustics, but this one in particular jumped out at you?
I sort of auditioned several spaces in central Illinois, and that one was the best in regard to just sort of both the cleanness of the sound and also the reverb was just really euphonious to listen to. I thought it was like warm and, you know, it had that reverb tail, but it wasn't muddy mm-hmm. at all. It still had the clarity.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
So, yeah.
Well, this is wonderful. Let's get back to music, Ben Bedford. What do you have for us next?
Next I'm going to play the other title track to the album, The Pilot and the Flying Machine, Part 2. Darling, I have nothing more to give. I have nothing more to give to thee. Darling, the future's all that lives. The future's all that lives for me. Down where tears are bound to fall, we'll be flying o'er it all. Darling, the shimmer and the feel, the bronze upon your wheel, now home. Darling, the glimmer of your wings, oh how you swing and pulse. Stand and see us from the ground, a dash of light before the sound. Looking back through fog, darling, your engines hum and growl. We'll let the wind devour it all. Damn the hours down below. We've got light years left to go. Darling, I have nothing more to give. I
have nothing more to give to thee.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This next one's a love song. Thank you very much. Here's a song that's not on my new album. Up to this point, all of them have been on the new one. So I do have CDs for sale here, and I also have an email list. If you sign up for the email list, you get a free download card. So up to this point, if you've been wondering what album any of these songs are on, when you go up to look, they're all on the same one, so that makes it pretty easy. But now I'm gonna throw you a curveball. This is a song about, of all people, John the Baptist, and it's called John the Baptist. From the sun his face was flecked with sweat, red stain on the back of his neck, howling out beneath the sky, you don't have to be afraid to die. River water's cool and clean,
rinsing off like gasoline. Never mind your tooth for tooth, from a madman, truth is still the truth. You've been warned, you won't get far. Life's crooked as a scimitar. Cut the cord, there ain't no doubt. There's one way in, one way out. Well, down through time, it's been foretold. The tongue's as hot as burnished coal. A harbinger of hair and bone. Wailing in the wild alone. Wanna see what's up above? Pledge your heart to the hanging judge. But don't wait around, cause time rolls fast. The present is just a recent past. You've been warned, you won't get far. Life's crooked as a scimitar. Cut the cord, there ain't no doubt. There's one way in, one way out. Well, the devil skulks round every bend. A broken soul you cannot mend. Not till you raise repentant hands. The thorn tree and the garden stands. From the sun his face was flecked with sweat. Red stain on the back of his neck. Howling out beneath the sky. You don't have to be afraid to die. You don't have to be afraid to die. Thank you.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists in the business since 2001. Our shows are recorded before a live audience most Friday afternoons, before an audience at the back of the Java House in downtown Iowa City most Fridays of the year. Find out more about our events, our broadcasts, and our podcasts. You can download this as well. Go to iowapublicradio.org and search for Java Blend. And Ben Bedford, such an easy name. I stumbled over it.
Well, you'd be surprised, actually, how often it gets misspelled.
Really? How does it get misspelled?
Usually,
it's easy. Ben, and then Bed, and then Ford.
Right. But it's usually not... it's usually... I guess misspelled maybe isn't the right way to say it. Just I end up being Ben Ford.
Ben Ford,
quite often.
Instead of Bedford.
To the point where I actually have friends who call me Benford. That's, yeah. Which is fine. I mean, you know, as long as you say it nicely, Benford is fine.
Loving the singing and the songwriting here, Ben. Talk a little bit about the songwriting. I understand you have a mentor. I don't know if it's a mentor or someone who listens, gives you feedback. A cat, actually.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry. I must have misinformed you. He doesn't really have a whole lot to do with the songwriting. He's more of an office assistant.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I mean, he does. I should say he does listen to the songs, mm-hmm. but he doesn't really comment. too articulately about them.
So what kind of office work can he do, actually?
He does mostly paperwork.
Okay.
Like filling out W-9s, stuff like that. Contracts. He has. He's not a contract lawyer, but he does have some experience with contract law.
And his name?
Darwin.
Darwin?
Yes.
Well.
Charles Darwin.
A cat that can do office work must be evolved.
He's quite evolved, yeah. Yeah. It's always funny when the vet calls, too, because I just call him Darwin, but or any number of other ridiculous and silly nicknames, but they always call him, they say, Charles Darwin is due for his appointment. The silly names that they have to say on the phone, I get a kick out of that. So,
does he require a lot of payment?
No, he works for free.
He does.
Yeah, yeah. He was living on the street when we first met, and in return for a place to live and food, he does that sort of stuff.
I hear those type of employees need their ego stroked quite a bit.
They do. Yeah, he's very arrogant. At this point.
A cat who's arrogant.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine
it's hard
that.
To believe.
Hard to believe. Ben Bedford, let's go back to music instead of going on with non sequiturs or whatever that was. What do you got for us next?
Sure. I will play the title track to my second album, which is called Land of the Shadows. And about the murder of Emmett Till, which happened in 1955 in Money, Mississippi. Emmett flashed her a smile from across the room, like a sulfur match in the growing gloom. Against the smooth brown skin, they were shining white in the land of the shadows, dark and light. He winked and he whistled and he stepped into the glare and glint of the afternoon. 14 years of wrong and right in the land of the shadows, dark and light. And just a northern boy didn't mean a thing, only seen Mississippi in magazines. Gonna tear his mama's heart apart in the land of the shadows, light and dark. His cousins down that dusty road didn't think on it, how could they know? It was just teenage boys seeking girls in fights in the land of the shadows, dark and light. His granddad stood in his white nightgown in the rough-hewn door without a sound. It was two white boys, he wouldn't give no fight in the land of the shadows, dark and light. Just a northern boy didn't mean a thing, only seen Mississippi in magazines. Gonna tear his mama's heart apart in the land of the shadows, light and dark. Across the threshold, their plan and gear, it smelled like cigarettes, dry leaves and fear. With a .45 Colt in the right of might, in the land of the shadows, dark and light. Pulled by four strong arms from sleep, where he prayed to the Lord his soul to keep. To that half-ton Chevy on a starry night, in the land of the shadows, dark and light.
Just a northern boy, didn't mean a thing. Only seen Mississippi in magazines. Gonna tear his mama's heart apart in the land of the shadows, light and dark. River runs muddy in the summertime. They dredged a rusty wheel from an old turbine. It didn't look like nobody in the morning bright. In the land of the shadows, dark and light. Emmett flashed her a smile from across the room. Like a sulfur match in the growing gloom. 14 years of wrong and right in the land of the shadows, dark and light. In the land of the shadows, dark and light. In the land of the shadows.
Thank you. This is a song about Amelia Earhart. This is also on the same album with Land of the Shadows. Hopefully uplifting song. This is about Amelia Earhart's 1932 transatlantic solo nonstop flight, which she was the second person to fly nonstop solo across the Atlantic. Charles Lindbergh did it in 1927, but in 1932, when Amelia Earhart did it, she did it quite a bit faster than Charles Lindbergh had. It's called Amelia.
Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, the ground was wet and soft. Were you a tad bit nervous? Did you have your fingers crossed? Hoping for a miracle of science or of God to put your little airplane in the sky. The air's a place for men, they said, those acrobats of war. And after all, Lindy did it all before. Go back to your mama, go home and be a wife. 'Cause we all know that girls ain't meant to fly. Amelia, open up that throttle, get above those trees. The iceberg's looming sharp and white. A big combustion engine and a fool's head full of dreams. You'll cut across the blue Atlantic sky. What's it like to sit alone in solitary dark? With your friend, the rumbling engine, and a dome of northern stars. She'll laugh a little as you do, and they said that you could not. All while watched by 100 million eyes. At 9 a.m. on New York time, was luck the one you thanked? Or was it trust in progress as the night behind you sank? Hours up on the east time, you caught the eastern glow. The coast of Ireland came into sight. Amelia, open up that throttle, get above those trees. The iceberg's looming sharp and white. A big combustion engine and a fool's head full of dreams. You'll cut across the blue Atlantic sky. 14 hours and 56 minutes in the clouds. And the time that you pushed off, the second you touched down, a thermos of the made us soothe to warm against the chills. And a little faith can go a long, long way. Amelia, open up that throttle, get above those trees. The iceberg's looming sharp and white, the big combustion engine in a fool's head full of dreams. You'll cut across the blue Atlantic sky, the big combustion engine in a fool's head full of dreams. You'll cut across the blue Atlantic sky.
Thank you very, 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 very much. Thank you.
Coming to the end of our hour with Ben Bedford on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, it's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer, so it's Ben squared this hour.
That's right.
One Ben, you obviously much more talented.
Well,
that's why you've all the lights are on.
I just met you. I don't know what you do.
Really nothing.
Okay. Well, you're doing it well.
I've been told that before. Thank you. Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. Phil Moss, our technical producer, production assistance and editing by Mitch McAndrew. And we've got time for a tune or two from you, Ben Bedford. It's been wonderful listening to your songwriting. Tell us a little bit before you go about what goes into your songwriting. Where do you find your inspiration for your songs?
A lot of the inspiration I find in stories in general, but specifically American history. I studied history in school, and I've always been sort of drawn to that. And sort of the truth is stranger than fiction. Although, what is truth exactly? We could get in a philosophical.
Wow.
We could go down a philosophical rabbit hole here, but maybe fact, if there is such a thing as historical fact, it can be kind of weird sometimes.
Find out more about Ben Bedford at his website, benbedford.com. You'll find about his touring, about his CDs, and I think the answer to that question, what is truth, is also to be found at benbedford.com.
Yeah, you can find it there if you look hard enough.
All right. Take us out with a tune or two. Ben Bedford, thank you so much for being with us this hour and for treating us to some of your fabulous songwriting. Let's hear it for Ben Bedford.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks to Ben and Jim and Mitch for having me here. It's been a pleasure. I'm going to play a Woody Guthrie song, which sadly is appropriate, I think. It's about an event that took place I think he wrote the song in the early 50s, but subject matter deals with stuff from the late 40s, early 50s, but it's called Deportee. The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled, and their creosote dump. And they're flying them back to the Mexican border to pay all their money and wade back again. Well, my father's own father, he waded that river. And they took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come and work in those fruit trees. They rode on the truck till they took down and died. And goodbye, my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride that big airplane.
All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal, and some are unwanted. When our work contract's up, we have to move on. And it's 600 miles to that Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, rustlers and thieves. We die in your hills, we die in your valleys. We die in your mountains, and we die on your plains. We die beneath your trees, and we die in your bushes. Both sides the river, we die just the same. Goodbye, my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride that big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Well, the sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. Who are all these friends falling like dry leaves? The radio says that they're just deportees. Goodbye, my one. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride that big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. All they will call you will be deportee.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Still time for one more, Ben? Okay. Well, once again, thanks everybody for listening. And I do have CDs for sale over there, and I'll be hanging out a bit, so please come talk to me. I'd love to talk to you. So thanks again. This last song is called 21. Red-winged blackbird on a split rail fence, I ain't seen since God knows when. Months ago, up in Illinois, along the Sangamon with my wife and boy, God, I'm only 21. I got a muzzle-loading 58 Springfield gun, but I'd rather push my wooden plow. I'd feel the strain of the ox and a sweat-stained brow, and I'd go back home, but I don't know how. My face is black from the cook fire soot. I've got worn out legs, 10 blisters on each foot. My letters might find her, but hers don't find me.
say the post got lost up in Tennessee. And I'm proud to serve, I just feel alone. At least the gray coats ain't so far from home. And now I hear those swampland sounds. And the mosquitoes here must weigh 15 pounds. And I'd go back home, but I don't know how. I'd go back home, but I don't know how. Last night we climbed up to the levee top. We could see the holes in the houses where the balls had dropped. 12-pound, 10-pound, 8-pound shells. And there was a symphony of crashes with a town hall bell. And it makes my heart pop every time. The iron hits a white frame house like mine. And John Pemberton, please surrender now. 'Cause there's a stale smell over Vicksburg town. And I'd go back home, but I don't know how. I'd go back home, but I don't know how.